This is Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Courtney Donahoe on Bloomberg.
I want it all. Hey. I want it all. I want it all. And I want it now.
Yeah, that should be the theme song for investors. Let's find out how you perhaps can have it all and make some money. We want to bring in David Brown. He is the chief market strategist for Sabrian Systems. David, good to have you with us here on Bloomberg.
Fine to be here, and the weather's fine. Santa Barbara, it always is.
It always is, indeed. Santa Barbara, always lovely there in Santa Barbara, California. So you put together what you've described as a baker's dozen of stocks for 2012, and we'll go through them individually, but what were your guidelines for why you selected the ones that you did?
Well, we're sort of a hybrid firm. We have eight full-time quant analysts and nine full-time qualitative analysts, as well as consultants and interns. And so we've been in business 12 years, and we started this back. Forbes a couple of years ago asked us to pick a stock and put it in some article they did, and some of our customers were saying, well, why don't you do more than that? So we decided to do 12, and because we could never totally agree as a group, 17 analysts probably can't agree on anything, we added one more so that we could slip the one misser in there. So each year we do pretty much the same thing. It's a GARP strategy. I mean, that's what we are as a company. We look for...
Explain GARP.
Yeah, good point. We try to buy the most growth we can. We use our computer to look for signs of growth, like increasing profit margin. And this year, in particular, we're looking for increasing cash flow as well. And, of course, the other side of GARP means at a reasonable price, growth at a reasonable price. So we want to buy the most growth for the least money. And so that doesn't leave stocks. You're not going to see too. Apple was in a couple of years ago when the stock had taken a dip, but typically it's not going to be a lot of stocks you've heard a lot about, because we're trying to find the guys that are growing and doing their business, whatever their business is, generating cash flow, using conservative accounting, and priced right.
How has your list done in the past?
The price, the better.
How has your list done in the past?
We've never not beaten the market in the three previous years. We have averaged 10% a year, more than the S&P 500. And our test of the strategy shows that over the last 12 years, we'd have done about 11% per year more. So the goal is to basically make a percent a month above the market, and we get close.
Well, David Brown, let's talk about some of the specific stocks. I want to begin by looking at Western Refining. How did Western Refining come to you?
Well, Western Refining had taken a pretty good drop because of that oil holdup in the Midwest, and then when that holdup while that holdup was alive, they were buying oil pretty cheap and making bigger than expected profits. But of course, we're using the analyst estimates for the going forward now that the money or oil is flowing to the Gulf. So here's a company with tremendous cash flow. We're able to buy it for 4.6 times the projected PE. They've got $400 million in cash, $4.50 free cash flow coming out of their stock. So it's got everything we really wanted. They're in a business that obviously is going to be with us. It's a business that's historically volatile because of the spread on between oil and gasoline or whatever else they refine. But we feel the stock had overreacted. My computer feels that this is an unreasonably low PE for WNR to be selling at in light of its five-year forward projections, which were 20% a year growth. So when you can buy 20% a year growth for 4.6 times earnings, you need to do it.
Ocwen Financial's also on your list, but Fitch saying recently that it's growing too large too quickly and it has this aggressive growth strategy. What's your take on their business?
Ocwen's really an interesting, it's really a whole new concept. It's obviously been created by the disaster in subprime mortgages, but they have built technology to service those mortgages, to handle the collections, handle the foreclosures. They actually have hired a bunch of psychologists to produce technology so that the employee on the phone is guided by the kind of language the customer is using to try to get them comfortable and tell them that they're going to help them. And they've had tremendous growth. I mean, they have also got $400 million in cash, $4 a share in cash flow. And the company is expected to grow at 40% a year because they're really adding assets fast.
David Brown, I want to know a little bit more, if you can, about Seagate Technology. Here's a stock that hit a new 52-week high today, $19.32, pays a dividend of just under 4%. The stock year-to-date is up more than 18%. When do you actually get rid of something in this Baker's Dozen list?
Well, we build this. This is sort of a unique concept that came from our work with UITs, which are universal investment trusts in which people must hold the stock 12 to 15 months. And so when you select a portfolio like that for somebody like Guggenheim or Claymore or people that market those, you really have to look ahead and try to find the stocks least likely to deviate very much from projections, or that are so low that you feel they're just a solid pick for a whole year. And obviously, we're not always right, but we've done well. In Seagate's case, it was the lowest price to future earnings, future meaning this year, this next year, of any stock we had at 4.45. They have $3 billion in cash, so if we subtracted the cash out, leaving enough for operations, they really had a projected PE of less than 4. So, and yet they're projected by analysts to grow at 19% a year, and all of their gross profit margin, revenue growth, and all of that. I mean, they've gone, it's a volatile company historically, but they're now the biggest in the business. They just bought Samsung's hard drive business, and they already had 40% of the market, so they're probably north of 50% of the market. I doubt they'll be as volatile in the future, but they were our number one stock on our pick, and we made that on the last day of last year. So that 18% is nice, but you know, we would expect that this stock could easily go up 50% this year. It would only then be at a PE of 6.8 or so, and that's below the average PE in our Sabrient 1000 GARP stocks. So it's got a long way to go. You know, technicians aside, longer-term investors should want a stock like that, and it's the kind of stock we buy and hold.
We will put all the listings of all these 13 stocks on our Bloomberg Radio Facebook page. You have, though, some healthcare companies, Watson Pharmaceuticals, which said recently that it's on the acquisition hunt, and United Therapeutics. There has been some concerns, though, with their late-phase pipeline. What have you heard?
Well, that's a fact, and that's one reason the price is what it is. In the case of UTHR, I mean, again, I hate to sound like a broken record, but to us this year, cash and cash flow was very important. They have $695 million in cash, twice their entire debt. They have $12 a share in cash. So when you look at their numbers, they're just very attractive. And Their pipeline may be slowing down. That's hard for us to know because they've got stuff out there. But their price, that's already in the price. I think if the people thought they were going to keep growing exactly what they grew the past 5 years, they wouldn't have cut the price to where it is. And we think the price is well below, you know, our estimate. Our systems expert, which is based on every analyst that covers the company, plus the company's own forecast, is 30% a year for the next 5 years. And, you know, if we can buy that 30% of next year for 8 times next year's earnings, that's an incredible purchase. That's low. And Watson Pharmaceuticals, of course, is sort of an opposite. I mean, on UTHR is a proprietary drug company, so they do have the risk of things being caught up in the FDA or all of that sort of thing, whereas Watson is mostly a generic supplier, but they have a wonderful new joint venture with Amgen that involves biologics, and we think that that is going to keep them growing and growing at a solid rate, and again, we're able to buy them cheap. We're able to buy them for 10 times earnings, and that's been very rare that you could buy Watson for 10 times the current year's earnings. So, again, you're right, but frequently, in fact, most often, the stocks overly discount problems, and our system finds them. That's the basis of what we do.
I want to thank you very much, David Brown. He is the chief market strategist for Sabrient Systems.
You can listen to Taking Stock weekday afternoons at 3 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012 Bloomberg LP.